My guest at this time is Georgia Republican Congressman Tom Price. He represents the Peach State's 6th Congressional District. He's also a member of the House Budget Committee. He's also a former chairman of the Republican Study Committee, the Coalition of House Conservatives. We want to get his thoughts on a number of issues taking place in the House right now. Leading off, of course, is the ongoing negotiations, or attempt at negotiations, I should probably more accurately say, between House Republicans and the White House over the looming fiscal cliff that is now easily less than a month away, and there seems to be even less progress than there was before the election. And Congressman, on that bright and cheery note, welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks, Greg. Good to be with you. Boy, it doesn't feel right, as you clearly identified. And it's not just tax rates. Look, this is tax rates. It's spending. It's growth, pro-growth policies. It's the alternative minimum tax, the death tax, capital gains, dividends, the sequester, all of the things related to health care with the doc fix and the like. So this is huge. And sadly, the president has moved this into the direction of just politics, about two levels of tax rates on people that he believes are, quote, too successful, unquote. And that's not what leadership's all about. And that's why we find ourselves currently in this terrible stalemate.
Well, the thing we keep hearing, of course, in the administration is we need to raise marginal rates on the top 2%. You listed a whole litany of different taxes that are set to go much higher if nothing is done. Is the president willing to leave those where they are, or is he looking to raise or some or most of those as well?
Apparently he wants to raise those as well. This is very destructive to the economy, and sadly we have a president that for the last 4 years that has essentially refused to lead in a positive direction, and on November 6th the nation elected him again. So I was hoping that he would recognize that what the message was during the election was that the country wanted divided government. It didn't want one-party government, but it wanted us to get back to work and solve these challenges. But sadly, he continues to be basically in campaign mode, and that's not leadership. That's not the kind of leadership that will allow us to solve these challenges.
Do you think he's just trying to win this debate, or do you think he's actually not even interested in solving this?
Well, in my most cynical moment, I step back and say, well, I guess he does want the taxes to go up, and he wants the spending to go down in the area of our national security. And so he's kind of in the catbird seat. It requires his activity to be able to get his party moving in a direction that will solve these challenges in other areas. So it really is destructive to the economy, and that's why we're so concerned, because this will be harmful to real people. This isn't just some fictitious challenge out there or a problem out there. These are real people's lives that are going to be affected in adverse ways with the destruction of jobs and decreased opportunity within our economy.
Both the day after the election and earlier this week, Speaker John Boehner, with relatively detailed proposals that the president has rejected out of hand, the president through Secretary Geithner, Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner, has issued an offer of his own that was literally laughed at by Republican leaders. Do you get the sense at this point that you're negotiating with yourselves?
Well, absolutely, and that's where you cannot win. When you start negotiating with yourself, like buying a used car and offering them, a couple $1,000 for the used car, and they just look at you and stare at you, and you say, "Well, how about four? Well, how about five? How about six?" And you just keep going up, and it just doesn't work. That's not the way this process produces the best work product for the American people. Again, the speaker has done his level best to try to get the president to the negotiating table, but the president has refused to come.
We're talking with Georgia Republican Congressman Tom Price, member of the House Budget Committee. And Congressman, I noticed an editorial that I believe ran in a newspaper that's in your congressional district, where you talked about that tax increases are not the solution here, that only funds 8 days' worth of government for the year, each year over the next 10 years. What we need to have here, of course, is, in your opinion, is significant spending cuts, entitlement reforms, and that sort of thing. As you look at the Boehner proposal, at least the most recent one, are you content with the amount of spending reductions that are offered in there?
No. The proposal that's currently on the table from our side actually plugs the current challenge that we have, but it doesn't solve the issue. Sadly, the president has refused to even consider solving the issue. But as you and I have talked about before, we spend about $3.5 trillion in this country annually. $2.5 trillion of that ballpark figures is Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, and interest on the debt. So unless we solve the challenges in those arenas by saving and strengthening and securing those programs, we will never get our fiscal house in order. And that what that means is that we will never get jobs created and a vibrant economy going.
Also mixed reaction from the right to the revenue portion or tax increase portion of the Boehner plan, $800 billion. He says it comes from closing deductions and loopholes, but says it will still primarily come from the wealthy. Is there an inherent benefit to raising taxes on the wealthy from that area as opposed to marginal rates? What's your take on the strategy there?
Well, the problem with increasing marginal rates is that it hits the individuals, the entrepreneurs out there, the folks who are creating jobs. And they, and those, the small businesses, the entrepreneurs, are the ones who always drive, lead our way out of the economic doldrums and a recession. And that's the reason that marginal rates going up is so destructive. So on that score, I think that the speaker's right. However, any increase in revenue to chase ever increasing spending is a fool's errand. What needs to be done is that we need to, yes, have more revenue, but the way to get that is primarily through pro-growth policies so that you get the economy rolling again. That brings in more revenue to the federal government. President Kennedy proved that. President Reagan proved that. Early in President Bush's term, he proved that. So that's the way that you get more revenue to the federal government and then become responsible on the spending side of the equation, and that gets you to a balanced budget, which is where we need to get in order for us to have a vibrant economy and jobs being created.
Now, Congressman, obviously a lot of people watching the back and forth between the different proposals, banding between the administration and Republicans in Congress, but we've had some listeners say, time out for a second. House Republicans passed a solution to this back in the summertime. Senate Democrats, through their majority, passed a different solution, as they see it, to this problem. So why aren't we in a conference committee right now?
It's exactly where we ought to be. Exactly where we ought to be. And Senator Reid has refused to take up one of the pieces of any of the pieces of legislation that we've put over there. And whether it's on jobs or energy or the economy or health care or the like. But that's where we ought to be. Our process works well when it is allowed to work. But at this point, it's not being allowed to work, and the president wants to muscle folks here in the legislative branch because he thinks he's gotten that mandate. Well, I'm here to tell you that whatever however large or small his mandate is, the House Republican majority maintains that same mandate as well.
We've got about 3.5 weeks before the end of the year, and therefore 3.5 weeks till we hit the edge of the cliff. And the same premise is essentially facing both parties. Do Republicans risk raising marginal rates on everyone, 100% of the people, for the sake of not raising taxes on the 2%, because you'd like to extend all the current rates as they are? Or, and then on the other hand, the Democrats, are you willing to risk raising taxes on the 100% just to insist on raising taxes on the 2%? So who blinks here? Or
well,
does nobody blink?
There's the pivotal question, and again, we're happy to talk about revenue as long as we're talking about real solutions. But to raise taxes to chase ever increasing federal spending and expanding the role and expanse of the federal government is simply violative of the principles that we hold dear and we know are the secret to getting America back on track.
Last question. It's a little bit off topic, but it's certainly one that's been in the news this week. As a member of the Budget Committee and a former member of Financial Services and a former chairman of the Republican Study Committee, there's been a lot of talk about the members removed, two each from one of those committees, for supposedly not voting in lockstep with the party. Now we hear it's perhaps more about personality than ideology, but nonetheless, there's a lot of consternation on the right that Speaker Boehner has signed off on removing these four members from these pivotal committees. What's your take on how that played out and what happened there?
Yeah, I'm not on the steering committee now, and so I don't know the specific rationale or reason for why individuals would be removed. But I think in the big picture, it's probably not helpful. This is a time when unity of purpose is extremely important, and I think any time that we divide ourselves, fight amongst ourselves, it's not helpful. I know that the political adversary, the folks on the left of the ideological spectrum, they are the ones that are standing in the way of real progress. It's not the folks within the Republican Conference in the House of Representatives.
Congressman, as always, great to have you with us. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Greg. Take care. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, sir. Georgia Republican Congressman Tom Price represents his state's 6th Congressional District, member of the House Budget Committee. We should also point out that for this Congress, he's also been chairman of the House Republican Policy Committee, member of the House Republican Leadership. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.